You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode.
Welcome to Great Table Talk. Thanks
for having me.
How are you doing?
Good.
It's another one.
That's right. Back at it.
This is our June Summer 18 series. And of course, you know, we wanted to talk about the title of this podcast is called Sight and Vision. So, tell us, introduce yourself to the people.
Sure.
Who are you?
Well, first, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here. My name is Telly Walker. Mm-hmm. I'm the owner of Pen and Pen, where we give people tools to empower themselves. I don't believe in empowering people. I want to give people tools so they can empower themselves. So at Pen and Pen, that's what we do. We provide vision boards. We provide workshops for individuals so they can find those tools and then empower themselves. So that's what we do.
Pen and Pen,
yes.
That is spelled P-E-N.
Yes.
And
P-I-N. Yes.
That is pretty dope. I like that concept.
Yeah. So the idea is...
I'm gonna like this one.
Yeah.
Pen and Pen. All right.
So the idea is if you write down your goals, right? So pin your goals, and then P-I-N them, pin them to something, a board, you're more likely to actually reach your goals. So visualizing your goals, not necessarily keeping it in your head.
Yeah.
I'm going to go off subject right quick because I've got an opinion about this and I want your take on it.
Okay.
We live in a society where everybody says move in silence and don't tell people your goals. And I've read that telling someone your goals, especially someone that you respect or someone that will hold you accountable, actually does make you, you know, I guess raises the percentage of you achieving that task or goal.
That's true. I don't believe in telling everybody your goals. I have a mentor myself that I kind of trust and accountability partners. I believe in accountability partners.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. If you do have that person that you trust that can hold you accountable, then you kind of have some backing on setting your on reaching your goals. So I do believe in that. But necessarily telling your goals to everybody, nah.
I wouldn't say telling your goals to everybody. I just think that, like, we kind of preach in our space now. It's like, don't, like, hold everything so close to the chest. It's like, no. Like,
right.
There's nothing wrong with telling people what you aspire to. Because
right.
if you have a problem with that, I feel like you're allowing people, I guess, power over your situation. And I don't think that even if somebody, you say, I got haters, like, they have no, no say in what you accomplish or you don't accomplish.
Right.
Right. And again, I think you all said something that was very important. Mentorship is super duper important.
Yes.
And in order for, I think, for any of us to grow and achieve anything at any level, we have to get in that accountable relationship. And we certainly have to have a mentor that we can continue to grow and they can point some things out and make us strong and better in certain areas.
Right. And I believe that in every area too. Like, so I have a mentor for finances, for fitness, just accountability in various areas of your life. You need to find that person, because not one person will be accountable in all areas, but you may have several people in different areas. So I believe in that. Yeah.
What was Pen and Pen? Where was it birthed from?
Okay. We actually just started, believe it or not, like December last year we started, but I've always had a vision board. I've always kept a vision board. I keep a portable one and one on my wall. But really, in 2016, I lost my nephew. And so I just wanted to really change a lot of things in my life. One thing that you may not know about me, I'm an introvert. Like, I'm to myself for the most part, but these goals and this company is actually causing me to kind of get out there and be more extroverted. So last year, I mean, in 2016, I actually started it and really wanted to help people kind of in the way that I was moving in terms of vision boards, making sure that you have your goals, making sure you have direction in life. Because for the most part, we kind of keep our ideas in our head. We don't necessarily write them down. And that's, even though it's a simple task, it's very important to actually do that. So that's kind of how we got started. The name just kind of came from nowhere, really.
Right.
Yeah, but it makes sense.
It does make sense, and it's very catchy, and it makes total sense. I was always, I was taught very early that a sharp pencil is better than a long memory. Meaning, you can have a sharp pencil and write down your goals and your vision, but because that always lasts longer than a long memory.
I'm trying to figure out where you was at.
Absolutely.
I was older trying to figure this stuff out.
Right. And I mean, you know, one thing that I really want to do is work with kids, because I think that's something that is missing too. Like, a lot of kids go to school, you know, they do the schoolwork, but not necessarily after, when they graduate, they don't necessarily know what direction they're going in. They're taught to just figure it out when they get on mm-hmm. campus. But when you start early, you kind of know where you're going. You know what I mean?
Right.
When if that is the plan, if your plan is to go to 4 year, whatever the plan is, at least you'll have some direction instead of trying to wing it, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. So
and there's a difference between, which kind of goes back to the topic of this podcast, sight versus vision.
Right.
Some of us have some sight, for instance. We can right. dream of certain things, and that's just can be a temporary thing. Like you can dream, like I dream often about winning the Powerball.
But don't we all?
You know? However, but what once you set your sights on, and I know this Powerball is not a good example, but let's just say this. Mm-hmm. I know that I wanted to get my degree years back.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to set my sights on achieving this degree. Not knowing that there had to be steps to achieve that particular, you know,
right.
end goal. So that's where the vision board comes into
right.
handy. Tell us how important it is to have the vision board. Because you say you definitely talk about working with the youth,
mm-hmm.
how important it is to have a plan. Just some people say vision board of like putting pictures up.
Right.
Tell me the process of
sure.
the vision board for those who would want to make a vision board.
Sure. So for me, I try to stay clear of just pictures, pretty pictures, because that's what the board ends up being, just pretty pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tend to focus on when I'm working with someone is a couple of things. So two of the most essential things for me is your why and your word on your board, no matter what.
That's very good.
No matter what goal you're trying to reach, whether it's fitness, whether it's financial, whatever, professional, personal, what's your why? Why am I doing this, right? And then your word. So to me, everybody knows your word is your bond, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we give that to other people, but we seldom give it to ourselves.
That's good.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, you have to make sure that you have a why. Why am I doing this? What's my purpose for reaching this goal? And then what's my word? What's going to hold me accountable? So for me, I started wearing, I actually have them on now, I wear my words on me to be bold and to be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
So everything that I do, I go back to that, you know, what's my purpose, and then
mm-hmm.
how
mm-hmm.
can I be bold about this, and how can I be intentional about it? And a lot of times we don't have that. We just say
that's
we're going to do it, but we don't do it.
Which goes yeah. back to that sight versus vision.
Right.
You can have a dream, and then you can kind of see it, but then you lose
right.
it in that process of not having
right.
the vision for it.
Right. So sight is just, for me, it's just the physical aspect of it. I can see it.
Correct.
Right. Vision mm-hmm. is being able to see beyond where your eyes will lead you.
Absolutely.
Right?
Look at, girl,
so you got to be able to do that. You got to be able to do that for yourself.
I like that. I really like that. I really
yeah.
like that. Impressing your eyebrows. I see you over there.
I am the weird guy that has five. Like I have five vision boards on my wall in my room.
Okay.
And mine are kind of set up in saying that I have, you know, my intent. Like who and where do I want to go in life?
Mm-hmm.
My second block is what skills and what, you know, knowledge do I need to attain to achieve those things
mm-hmm.
that I set out that I said I wanted.
Okay.
And my last column is that after or in my way of achieving these things, how do I give back? And that goes into mentorship and other things
right.
and things that I want. And those kind of how I set those things up. Each business, not necessarily financial, physical, and things
mm-hmm.
like that, but each parameter of things that I want to do, I set my boards up just like that.
I like that.
Where do I want to go? What skills do I need to, you know, to attain those goals, and then how do I give back after I achieve?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm glad that you mentioned it, because this particular field that I'm in is predominantly women that
mm-hmm.
do vision boards. So for you to say that, that's really dope, because a lot of guys shy away from it, or you know, they're like, nah, I don't want that. You can do a prayer board for me, but I don't necessarily
right.
want a vision board. And I'm like, well, if your plan is to have a family or whatever, what is your direction for your family?
Right.
You gotta have some type
that's
of goal.
Correct.
Or even for yourself, if you don't want
that's
a family,
correct.
You need some type of direction in life. If not, you just wander around.
And this is why we have a whole host of young men and older men are just wandering around and just going with the motion of things and not
right.
really knowing where they're headed.
Right.
I think people hold themselves more accountable in their mind than we kind of give them credit for. And I think the lack of wanting to set goals is the lack of wanting to disappoint yourself if you don't achieve them.
Right.
So it's easier to just kind of like be, well, I'm just going to kind of live my life on a whim because
mm-hmm.
I'll never disappoint myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'll
right.
take it as I come.
Mm-hmm.
But saying
mm-hmm.
that, look, I'm going to be this person by 30 or 35, and then you don't achieve it, just like, oh,
right.
okay.
Right.
You know, we're going to go in a corny wild.
Right.
And two, we're very comfortable being in our comfort zone, and it's very rare that you say, oh, I'm going to get uncomfortable. But in terms of growth and wanting to grow, you have to be willing to say, okay, I'm going to get uncomfortable to get comfortable.
Loves to get uncomfortable. Right. That's what I even told my kids on multiple occasions. It's like, no one loves change.
Right.
No one loves, you know, the process of growing, or that stretch, if you will.
The change comes from failure.
Right.
Usually, change comes with
that's
failure,
correct.
Or a need for it. And that's where it is.
That's correct. You got any questions?
Okay. Vision boards and all. My question here is, in your opinion, what's missing from, you know, our society? What can we do to better our lives individually?
Individually. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of what we've already talked about, but I guess in terms of the business that I have, making sure that we start young with goal setting and having direction and purpose too, and really having a discussion about it in the homes too. You know, a lot of times we leave a lot up to schooling and teachers to say, okay, this is where you're going to get all of this. I think the discussion starts at home in terms of what's your goal, what is your direction, you know, what do you see yourself doing a year from now? You know, started putting it on their minds early. And I mean, when I say early, I mean like middle school early, you know.
And I've been guilty of that early on, you know, impressing upon my children to have a vision. Not saying that I've always asked them what they wanted to do, what do you dream about doing, but to like the vision board and to continue to talk about it and continue to cultivate, you know, whatever their passion or their dreams are.
And having it, I mean, even having vision boards and things like that as, like, the family goals. What are our goals as a family unit, too? You know, a kid that young seeing that, it becomes like a stamp in their mind of, okay, well, this makes sense. We do goal setting in our house. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then going back to collectively, just having that mentorship, too, making sure that we connect with kids. It takes a village for all of this. You know what I mean? So that's important as well, making sure that we can help the kids kind of navigate that section of their life.
Okay. Yeah. Now we're at a part of the podcast that is like my favorite part.
Okay. Oh boy.
And this is the purpose of this, you know, portion of the podcast is to humanize who we're interviewing.
Okay.
So on your playlist right now.
Oh Lord.
What would someone be surprised to know, like on your way in right now?
Oh Lord.
On your way to work. Give me what's on your playlist right now. Just give me three songs that we would be surprised to know that you have.
Believe it or not, I can listen to some ratchet things. But what I was listening to recently was, I listened to
Hold
a mixture.
Hold on, stop for a second. I'm going to tell you right now. Don't be super holy, super spiritual.
I ain't too holy.
Don't
I would say that. It ain't even that.
What's the other word I like to use? When they all tie, but yeah, like just relax. I want to know what's on your playlist. Because if Barack Obama can say that he had Outkast and what else he had on his playlist, this is years ago when he was first. No, but this is like when he first became president and someone asked him about, you know, what's on his playlist and he mentioned, I think DMX, Outkast, and something. I was like, all right, he had my vote.
I got no love for you.
It's like, yeah, I got my vote. Anyway.
Well, when the whole Bachella thing came out with Beyonce and she was listening to OT, Everybody Met, I've been like playing that like crazy, the explicit version
of
it.
Right, right.
So typically I listen to ratchet stuff when I work out. I need that.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
That, a mixture of that with like Billy Allsbrook. So I'll do the motivation ET kind of thing in the morning. So that's kind of.
That's great balance.
Yeah.
I'm not bad at that. I'm not.
And then after that, I'll put on some church music, some Tamela.
balance
it out.
You need that balance. Okay. What is one thing that people will be surprised to know about you? Give me one particular thing.
Really, I kind of said it already. I'm just an introvert. Like, I'm really shy. Like, this took a lot, I promise you. Even though it's just us and I know y'all, you know. I'm really, like, to myself for the most part. Like, that's me. I'm not going to be a social butterfly. You know, if you come to me, I will talk. But for the most part, I'm on the wall. Like,
right. Okay. Okay.
That's about it. Yeah.
So, what other questions you have, B?
All right. In business, what are you most proud of? Saying you started in December until now, what are you most proud of?
The fact that, one, that I did start a business, that it turned into an idea, from an idea to a business, and then the fact that it's causing me to actually become more out there and open. So like I can't be an an introvert. It's causing me to actually develop relationships and things like that. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud that I can actually get out there and do it, and actually took the step, the leap of faith, if you will, to actually start a business.
Yeah, that's super dope. Like your testimony is mine. I if you listen to me give an interview a year ago when we got started, like I was the same way. I had people in my community that didn't even know I was there.
Oh wow! Right. Yeah. Right. Well, and what's crazy is like my brother and my sister. If you know them, they're like everybody knows them. And then people will ask me, "And who are you?" I'm like, "Oh, that's my brother and my sister." Yeah. They're like, "I've never seen you before," and I'm like, yeah.
"I've got that before you, trash sister." I'm like. I got a name,
right?
So I definitely understand,
right.
And I like to see us as a community kind of grow. Mm-hmm. So I met you several years back, and to see the growth from then to now, mm-hmm. I'm super proud. So I had to have you on podcast because I think what you're doing is awesome.
Thank you.
I love the fact that you go around and you give people direction, if you will. I'm talking about direction because some people don't really know the importance of what you do.
Right.
And pen. Now tell them how they can reach you.
Sure. So email me. You can always email me at penandpen1@gmail.com or the website penandpen.net. I can be reached there as well. Phone number, I'm good too with all of that. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, email.
IG. Yeah. Tell
IG,
them about
yeah.
IG.
So my Instagram handle is @penandpen1. The number one, yes.
Okay, and that's P-E-N and...
P-I-N.
P-I-N. P-I-N.
One on Instagram. Yeah, the number one.
There you go.
Yes.
So I want to tell you, thank you again
thank
for your
you.
Time.
Thank you. I'm glad we was able to do this, too.
Hopefully we can continue to do some things together. I think it'd be awesome if we can get together and give an event for our kids. Like, get some material and have you come
that
out.
That would be cool.
And,
yeah.
I mean, you'll still be perfect for it.
I'm saying that this is one of those things that I am a strong proponent of. And being able to, I guess, give it a visual would mm-hmm. be awesome because we do. Like I just said in our last podcast, how adults don't have mm-hmm. direction.
Correct. Absolutely.
So correct. We definitely, if we start young and even get some of our older people in there to collectively kind of collect their thoughts and be like, all right, this is where I want to see myself. And even give it baby steps. Like, this is where I want to be next month.
Right.
This is where
mm-hmm.
I want to be in 6 months.
That's right.
It starts there.
Small. That's mm-hmm. right. Start small.
Well, let's do it.
I mean, see, there you have it. And you see, committed to that. That's what
right.
we're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we do.
And I'm going to hold you to that. Cause
that's
it's,
right.
It's done. My word is my bond.
Right. And we're
right?
big on
why my word.
That's right. And we're big on networking. We're big on, you know, making a difference community-wide. So.
Absolutely.
Pen and Pen, Miss Telly Walker. Thank you for joining us.
No, we cannot end this because we have to, like, I'm telling you, this is my baby that I'm going to love this baby. give us your top three people that you listen to. Because I always tell you, like, it's so important to kind of drum positivity, drum organization into your head, just like you drum, you know, your music, just like you get mm-hmm. your phone on cue and everything. You got to listen to this continuously because it's an ebb and flow in life.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
sometimes you're going to be really, really on it. Sometimes you're going to be like, look, I don't feel like hearing it today.
Right.
Yeah.
But consistency is the key. And who are your go-to people? Three.
My mentor, I always talk to my mentor about things, but in terms of like just out there, I listen to TD, mm-hmm. TD Jakes. I listen to Billy Allsburg because I like his motivation and his drive. And I also listen to LA One.
I love LA One.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite podcasts.
That's like in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning. That's what I'm listening to. So,
That's TD Jakes' daughter, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
I know LA One very well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's right.
Right.
And there you have it. There you have it. Thank you so very much for again joining us. Do you have anything you want to say before we close?
No, I mean, something that she said earlier is really, really dope. Be intentional about your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really, 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 you know, smart concept
correct.
To have. And just growth and going forward and the things you want to accomplish. Be intentional about it. If you say you want it, dedicate yourself to it.
Okay. Lastly, live on purpose. That's been my hashtag for years. Live on purpose. And we're about to sign off. Great Table Talk. We out.